All right, so we discussed previously Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil, and we finished with that. And now I'm going in the Sefer Kona Lomo by Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz. He's got Kisui Chalo B'Sudat Shabbat, the lachot regarding covering challahs for on Friday night. So he's going to discuss why we cover the challahs. Do we just have to cover them on top? Do they have to have a covering underneath? By Sudat Shalosh Shudas, do I need to cover them with Shalosh Shudas? And do I have to cover just the Lechem Mishnah or every bread that's on the table? And he's going to decide also, let's say I come home, I want to make Kiddush, and there's not bread on the table, so where would I hold with that? So the first Yisod he begins with, there are three reasons that are brought down in the poskim to cover the challahs. So the first reason we'll deal with tonight, it's the Gemara Masechet Pesachim and Daf Kuf Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna iklu lebei Reish Galuta. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna came to the home of the Reish Galuta. Aitu taka kameh. They brought a taka, is like a small table. They would bring a small table out. This is paras mapu of the kiddush. He spread like a tablecloth or a covering. In other words, there was food on the table. He spread a covering on the table. And then the Gemara says, Tani nami hachi shemivina de shulchan ilam kain kiddush. We don't bring out these tables with the food until after kiddush. But if they did bring out the table, Paris Mafel Makadish. A person should spread a covering over it and make Kiddush. So he brings down here, so the Tosos brings down in the name of Shiltod, he says, V'achshav Shulchanot Shalan Roshem Gidolim Yoter Midai. Today the Shiltod says, Shiltod is the Zmanagonim, he says, as it means in the Zmanagmara, it seems clear that the table with the food would be brought after the person made Kiddush. That's the first Yisod. So a person makes Kiddush, and then they bring out this table with the food, and they would have a small table for, like, for everybody, like trays. So Tosfos quotes the Shiltod, Shiltod is Zman HaGaonim. He says, V'achshav Shulchanot Shalan Hashem Gidolim Yoter Midai. Now our tables are so big, because Shalav Abim Archa Kiddush, it's very hard to bring them after Kiddush. Shalav Sikol Kapin Kiddush and Suda. It's a whole tumult, you know, interrupting the Kiddush and Suda. And Regil Lefros Ma'apal Makadish. So the way we do it, we have the table, it has the food on it, and we cover it with a mappa. So the Shiltod explains, why do we cover it? To make it clear that the Suda is for the Kvod of Shabbos. That's the way the Shiltod says. In other words, why am I having the Suda now? It's because of Kvod Shabbos. So he says, he quotes from the Sefer Michtam. Sefer Michtam is by Rav David ben Levi Minar Bona in the 13th century. He says that if I set up the table when it's still daylight, so there's a makom to make a mistake that they're coming to eat before beginning of Shabbos, and the shulchan is not set up for Shabbos. So therefore, we're pouring some apa, we spread something on it until after Kiddush, and it's like pull the curtain, and now here's the Suda. So he quotes from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is from the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya is writing like the early 19th century. It says, Afal Pisha Shulchan Sirich Liot Aruch Masudar Mibod Yom, even though a table should be prepared early in the day, K'moshel Be'er V'sim Reish Tam Epeid, Mikom Akom, Eim Evino Tel Mekom Masuda, Nachar Kiddush. We don't bring the table out till after Kiddush, K'deshe Nikar Shabbat L'Kvot Shabbat. So it's crystal clear, this food is for the Kabbat of Shabbos. That's the way the Baal HaTanya says, V'mehebiu Kodom Kiddush, but if Lu Yatsur, they did bring the table out before Kiddush. Sarich l'frosla mapa l'chasoto. So I need to cover it with this mapa, like a tablecloth. Ki'ilu eino kan alachar Kiddush. Like it's not here. It's a little bit like you know, similar at the Seder, right? In the Seder, so some people, you know, take the kara off the table. Some people just like sort of cover it over. You know what I mean? So, but it's like it's not here. He says Kideshi tre ki'ilu huva talakvot Shabbat. Like now it's Kavod Shabbos. Now I withdraw the curtain. That's what this food is for. So when does this halacha pertain? The Bizman Chazal, everybody had a small table with food brought to them. It wasn't such a big deal. So in other words, Bizman Chazal, they all make Kiddush, and then small tables like little trays are brought before everybody, and it works out well. So the Baal HaTanya says, like we saw, the Tosfos quoting from the Shilchot. Now we have big tables. The Torah Club Yuachar Kiddush is a big tumult to bring a big, you know, dining room table after Kiddush. We left Sikmin Kiddush Suda to make a big, you know, interruption with Kiddush Suda. You know, you left here, left here. No Gimla Aviyola Chachil Kodem Kiddush. So we have the table set up before Kiddush. For the Fros Ma Palach Soda Pot on a Kar Kiddush, but we cover the bread until after Kiddush. Bein shemekadosh al yayin, bein shemekadosh al pot. Whether I'm making kiddush over wine, the bread is covered. We'll see another reason might be shlirah boshto, but the bread is covered. Or even if I'm making kiddush on the pot, even if I'm making kiddush on the bread, it's still covered. In other words, the idea is like this is for Shabbos. Now I said the brachot, poof, here's the food. Okay, that's reason number one. Reason number one. Everybody good so far with reason number one? Okay, now we begin reason number two, and then we'll break off in a few minutes. Now, reason number two, which is brought down by Tosfos in Masechet Pesachim, he says, the kisu yizecher laman, different reason. It reminds us of the man, the manna in the Midbar, who shalomaya yoreid b'shabbatot b'yam tovim. The man would not come down on Shabbos and Yontiv, v'yatal milamat la ulamalata v'aman b'natayim. So there was a layer of dew underneath the man, and a layer of dew above the man. V'achein asiyat zecher laman, Dafka Blecha Mishnah Muvan Ma'od. So he says it makes a lot of sense that I have the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah reminds me that they got a double portion of man on Friday, and I'm covering the Lecha Mishnah. He says, Shekin Ikar Makor, he says, is from the Pasuk that's on the man. So he quotes the Gemara in Brachot on Daf Lametet, Amar Biyaba, Uv Shabbat Chayav Dam of Soh Shtiki Karot. On Shabbos, person is obligated to say a motzi on two loaves of bread. Ma'itama Lecha Mishnah Ksiv. It says in reference to the man, you know, that on V'yom HaShid Lak Tu Lecha Mishnah Shnei Omer L'Achad. On Fridays, they collected a double portion. So we remember that on Shabbos. Then he quotes from the Me'iri. The Me'iri writes, U'prisat ma'pa sh'naguach shav, ein la'shorish l'inin halacha, el shish. So he, the Me'iri, says it has no connection per se with halacha, we'll see. El Shish Rom Zimba, Lamashamu Medra, Shaman Shayyar Reina, Yalav Tami Lamala, Vitami Lamata. And so since the Rechuv Lecha Mishnah is Echelman, so the minig is to put the Lecha Mishnah Ben Shtei Mapot. So he's already, you know, presaging a little bit, but in other words, so if it's the reason for the man, so I need to have like some sort of hefsek between the table and the Lechem, right? In other words, I have the Lecha Mishnah. So I'll have a tablecloth or something that's underneath the Lecha Mishnah, and then a covering over the Lecha Mishnah. So a towel underneath it, towel above it. That's reason number two. Now, I'll just do a few more minutes and that'll be it. Now, he mentions the Abu Dram asks that according to that reason, so then we should cover the pot even during the week. He says, because the man came down during the week. So what am I only covering the bread on Shabbos? I should cover bread during the week, because that's when the man came down. But Dafka and Shabbos, it didn't come down. So why have it like this? So he, Rav Leibowitz, says, he doesn't think it's a kasha, because everything we do zecher l'man, like shal sudas, like a mishnah, he's Dafka on the suda Shabbos when the man didn't come down. Then we have to make a zecher, that how we would eat the man, even though it didn't go down on Shabbos, and he wants to say it's mefurish and Tosfos. So it says zeich leman shall yoreid b'shabbatot. In other words, we're remembering the man that didn't come down on Shabbos, but we're remembering the man on Shabbos. Let me just say a few more lines, and I'll go on. Then he explains also. He quotes in the Me'iri that the whole minhag to leave a map on Shabbos zeich leman is just because they're already chayiv in lech mishnah zeich leman. In other words, the whole hischayvus of lech mishnah is zeich leman. So the Torah says that on Friday lach tu lech mishnah. Friday they collect a double portion. So we have a mitzvah of making hamotzi. We saw in the Gemara Brachot on lech mishnah. That's zecher leman. Even though the man didn't come down on Shabbos, he says Mamela, so they made a zecher. So in other words, we're remembering the man on Shabbos, even though the man didn't come down on Shabbos. But as long as we're remembering the man, we'll remember everything how the man did come down, which is a layer of towel above and a layer of towel underneath it, and that's the way that goes. Okay, so we're two reasons down. I think that's it for tonight. Any questions, comments, thoughts?